Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Good afternoon. Happy autumn. Happy November. It is incredible here in New York City. The weather is so fabulous. It just makes me think about global warming. But I'm going to enjoy it while it's here. I want to remind you that I recently founded the nonprofit Responsible Eating and Living, and the website is responsibleeatingandliving.com, all spelled out, and it's where I get to put all of my energy and passion. There are wonderful recipes up there. We just put up a new video based on Barry Esterbrook's book, Tomato Land. We had him on the show several weeks ago. And I bring that up because it's such an important issue, this thing with conventional tomatoes. Now that winter is coming, we're going to see more of the Florida conventional tomato here in New York and all around the country. And something you will want to one of these tasteless red round treats, because they're filled with things that I don't think most of us want to support. Check that out at responsibleeatingandliving.com. And as the season gets colder and as the weather changes, we really need to keep our immune system supplied with great nutrients to keep us strong and keep us well. And we talk a lot about health here on this show. And one thing I haven't talked too much about, I'm not exactly sure why, but we're going to talk a lot about in the first part of this show, and that's mushrooms. And my guest is Ken Babel, the author of Mushrooms for Health and Longevity. He's a licensed clinical nutritionist with over 25 years' experience. He is a consultant to the natural food and supplement industry and a former instructor for Southern California School of Culinary Arts. He has written over 100 articles that have appeared in many popular publications, including Let's Live, Taste for Life, and Doctor's Prescription for Healthy Living. He is the co-author with Sherry Lieberman of Maitake Mushroom and Defraction, and the author of Good Digestion, Your Key to Vibrant Health, and Seafood Sense, The Truth About Seafood Nutrition and Safety. He appears in the Discovery Health Channel documentary Alternatives Uncovered and ETV's The High Price of Fame, Starved. He has also been a guest on many local and national radio programs. And last, as a professional musician and drummer, Ken became interested in nutrition as a means of realizing one's optimum potential. You can't have a bad day when you go on stage. Nutrition is something we have control over, and it plays a huge role in how we feel and perform each day. Welcome to It's All About Food, Ken.
Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Boy, you covered the whole bio there.
Why
Thank
not?
You.
I think you deserve it. And I just want to make sure I pronounce your last name. How do you say it?
Babel.
Babel. Okay, I got it. Very good.
You did.
Okay, great. Before we start talking about mushrooms, I really enjoyed reading the last part of your bio about being a professional musician and drummer. I personally just came from a musical rehearsal where a bunch of singers are working on a project, and one of the guys is just really struggling because his immune system is down and he's like hoarse and can't get anything out. And you really can't have a bad day when you're a musician, when you're a singer. It's so important to have a strong immune system.
Sure, I'm sure that you're well aware of that as a vocalist.
Yeah, when your instrument is your voice, you really can't let it go. And boosting the immune system, it's been a passion of mine for a very long time, and not just for that, but for so many things. But it definitely comes, it's more obvious when you're performing.
True. Yeah, I just got a testimonial from a singer recently, and he was having trouble. He had to cancel shows because
right.
he was just constantly getting sick, and he started to take a mushroom supplement, as a matter of fact, and he said he hasn't been ill since he started on it. So he's very pleased about that.
Well, you know, most people are looking for a secret pill, like one thing that they can pop that's going to solve all problems. And I'm not going to say that there is one, but mushrooms come pretty close to solving a lot of ills. It's amazing, and we're just at the tip of discovering all the great things that they can do.
I agree. There's no magic pill, but mushrooms come close because they are unique. You think about it, you know, they're not a vitamin, they're not a plant. They're in this category that sometimes we call the third kingdom. They are members of the fungal family.
I was reading this in your book, and I found it really interesting because I really wasn't clear on that before. So could you talk more about what funguses and mushrooms really are?
Yeah, well, it might turn a few people off, you know, when they think of a fungus, they think of moldy bread and mildew in shower stalls, you know, and that type of thing. But also, you know, penicillin, you know, for example, is in the fungal family. The mushrooms actually are closer, their DNA puts them closer to humans than it does to plants.
It's wild just learning about this, and you write that they absorb, they take in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide just like
right.
people
yeah,
do.
Right, they mimic human respiration.
Which is wild.
It is.
It's
yeah.
kind of giving me the creep somehow. Like maybe mushrooms really are they're not animals. They're not plants. They're funguses.
Right. Fungus. Right. Yeah.
Okay. They don't feel pain though. They don't have any central nervous system or anything
No, they do not.
yeah, they're really, really amazing. So there are so many different kinds, and we are discovering so many phenomenal properties they have. You know, one thing I'm amazed at, this book we're talking about, Mushrooms for Health and Longevity, it's really a guide. It's short, it's light, it's tiny, but it's packed. And every sentence that you've written is, I can't skim this book. I have to slowly take in every word because there's a lot of very interesting, packed full of great stuff kind of information.
Well, I tried to make it consumer friendly. You know, there are plenty of books out there that are quite technical, you know, on the study of mycology. But this one, it's an easy read, and I wanted to fill it with facts and put some pictures of, you know, beautiful mushrooms in there and along with recipes and some of the medicinal uses of the mushroom supplements.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of, do you have a favorite mushroom?
I'm just a big mushroom fan in general, but if I had to choose one, I would say maitake.
And why is that? Is that for eating or for its properties?
Both. You know, quite a few people are familiar with shiitake mushrooms,
yeah.
you know, and but maitake is kind of coming to the forefront. It may even surpass, you know, shiitake as a favorite culinary mushroom. But besides that, it has so many wonderful health properties, and as a matter of fact, the maitake mushroom extracts, for example, it's called defraction. This is something that's crossing over into mainstream medicine now that's used as an adjunct in cancer patients' programs.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like mushrooms can be chemotherapy or better than chemotherapy.
Well, what the studies suggest is that they enhance the effects of the chemotherapeutic drugs. And that's significant because you know how a lot of conventional doctors are leery of supplements, you know, and herbs and so on. They think, you know, that it might interfere with the treatment. But in this case, we've got a lot of good scientific information that actually shows that the mushrooms complement the conventional treatments and help alleviate the side effects of some of these treatments, you know, chemo and radiation and so on.
It really is important, and I hope that more doctors are staying up with the research to know this, because I had my personal experience with cancer and chemotherapy about 5 years ago, and I did talk to a number of different doctors that I was consulting with, And they, I don't think they were up on all of the research as I was, because I was trying to save my own life. But I read some of the articles that showed that supplementation might negatively affect the impact of chemotherapy, and then there were other articles that discussed how this wasn't true, and so there was this sort of gray area. But some doctors definitely believe that you should not supplement while they're giving you the drug, and that's not true with mushrooms. It's very clear that they only help.
Yeah, and so all the doctors have to do is look at the research for themselves. But a lot of times, you know, the patients wind up educating the doctors.
Now, maitake, I don't normally see this in my supermarket. I know I can get it as a supplement, but are there places where you can buy it fresh or buy it dried?
Yeah, I think it's beginning to appear more and more in, you know, major supermarkets. Usually dried, you know, along with the shiitake and maybe portobello morel or something like that. But I've been seeing them fresh in the produce departments lately.
Well, I'm going to look more for them. I live in New York City, so I can find everything here. And I certainly in Chinatown, in Manhattan, and in Queens, there are stores that have so many different dried gray things of different shapes and sizes. I have no idea what they are, but I bet my
coffee is. Well, particularly the Asian stores, because they are quite familiar with mushrooms. And in fact, in China and Japan, you know, they've been revered not only as food but as medicine for thousands of years.
Now, there are good mushrooms and there are bad mushrooms. How do we tell the difference?
Yeah, I think that's another thing that turns some people off. You know, they're kind of suspicious about mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I was a teenager, I have never done anything. I have not done any kind of drug. I've never smoked anything or taken anything. But I knew a lot of people that were getting off on mushrooms.
Yeah, the magic mushrooms, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how do we know, and how can we trust the mushrooms that we get?
Yeah, there are thousands of mushrooms, and there's only, out of the thousands, perhaps maybe 50 that are poisonous. But, you know, people in the business that, supply markets and so on, they take pride in their work, and they are very knowledgeable about that sort of thing. It's a different story for somebody, you know, who wants to go out in the forest, mm-hmm. you know, and start picking mushrooms. They have to know what they're doing and maybe have somebody help them along. But it's really not much of a concern.
Okay. I'll never forget, I had a friend who was going to graduate school for botany, and he was doing some studies upstate New York, and I visited him, and we went through the woods, and he was identifying all these different mushrooms, and one of them, he said, it was just a beige, simple-looking mushroom, and he said, this will bruise blue, and he rubbed it, and it turned this incredible, bright blue.
Wow.
But it was very poisonous. Very beautiful, but very poisonous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, you know, the flip side of that is that the edible mushrooms are said to stimulate imagination and intuition. And you think about it, you know, they don't provide food energy from the sun. They appear mostly at night, and so they're said to be under lunar influences, and that is believed to infuse them with, you know, this ability to stimulate imagination and intuition.
I was really fascinated
when they're consumed.
I was fascinated by a couple of things. One, that mushrooms have a lot of similar DNA as humans, and also that they take in oxygen and give off carbon dioxide like animals, and also that they don't get what they need from the sun. They get it from their nutrition. They get from rotting things in woods and leaves and...
Right. Well, they're performing a valuable recycling service, you know, to humans.
Yeah, they're just it's just really fascinating to me. And they make vitamin D.
They do. As a matter of fact, other than sunlight, they are the only vegetarian source of vitamin D.
And you said that some of them are becoming commercial now. Is there a way that we can find the mushrooms that have significant amount of vitamin D in them?
Well, all mushrooms have that vitamin D precursor. You know, just like vegetables have beta-carotene,
mm-hmm.
and which the body converts into active vitamin A. Same thing with mushrooms. They have something called ergosterol, which is a pro-vitamin D, and our bodies convert that into active vitamin D. But what some of the mushroom companies, the growers are doing now, is they're exposing them to the light, and that converts the vitamin, the pro-vitamin into the active form of vitamin D. And that will be represented in the nutrition facts panel. You'll see provides 100% of the daily value for vitamin D.
Okay, I'm going to look for that. What about eating mushrooms raw? Is that okay? I've heard mixed things about eating mushrooms raw.
Yeah, you know, I like to have raw button mushrooms occasionally on my spinach salad, but ideally, in this case, they are better cooked. You know, like any food, you know, you take the good with the bad, and there's some sort of anti-nutrients in there.
Mm-hmm.
So for the best nutrition, I would suggest cooking them.
Because sometimes when I get fresh shiitake mushrooms, I'll have one raw, and what I love about it is it has a really, if it's a good one, has a really buttery flavor, but I can't eat more than one raw because then I don't feel very good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, we need both raw and cooked foods in our diet.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about organic? I've seen some packages of dried organic mushrooms. And are there mushrooms that are not grown organically? And how does that work?
I would suspect so. But, you know, that's interesting. I really haven't looked into that far enough, you know, to take a survey. But
I just wondered if it's worth the extra price to buy the organic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I think organic is always the best choice.
I agree.
And, yeah, and the price is coming down a lot on a lot of organic items.
Yeah, it's just really nice to have dried mushrooms because they don't take up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just great.
They're just ready to go whenever you need them.
Ready to go. They're just instant flavor for a soup broth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about them.
But, you know, as much as I like mushrooms, you know, I don't eat them every day. And so for that reason, I like to take a mushroom supplement, you know, right along with my multiple vitamin.
Well, there are some mushrooms that really aren't for eating that are good for supplementation.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, some of the terrific mushrooms like reishi, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too tough and woody to eat. So the only way you can benefit from that is to take it as a supplement, as an extract.
Right. I definitely took some of that when I was going through my cancer treatment. And I'm here to talk about it. So I know that it had to have had a positive impact. Now, there's another mushroom I was reading about in here that I didn't know about. And caught my attention, called tremella.
Yes.
And it's supposed to keep our skin looking young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another common name for it is white jelly leaf. And again, you know, tremella has had a long history in traditional Chinese medicine for nourishing the lungs and stomach and kidneys. It's what we call a yin jing tonic, which means it enhances life energy by helping us assimilate nutrients. And so it helps the body retain moisture as well. And there's some companies that are exploiting that now and putting it actually in facial creams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of folks are familiar with hyaluronic acid in sort of like a, internal beauty supplement. But hyaluronic acid is very good for moisturizing the skin. And it turns out the Tremella, when they compared it with hyaluronic acid, it was actually more effective than hyaluronic mm-hmm. acid in helping the body retain moisture. So, you know, Tremella, you can eat it, but you can also take it, use it in a face cream.
Yeah, well, I'm sold. I can't wait to go out and buy more mushrooms. I just read this thing, and I'm like, I need to get this, and I need to get this, and Now, are there some suppliers of mushroom supplements that are better than others, or some places that we don't want to be getting mushrooms from, supplements from?
I think they're all reputable. However, you know, one company comes to mind. It's called Mushroom Wisdom. As a matter of fact, they're located in New Jersey. I have a lot of respect for them because they're doing a lot of this research that I've been talking about. Mm. They are investing their own money,
mm-hmm.
You know, to provide, you know, the science and the clinical studies that we need, you know, to benefit from these supplements. As a matter of fact, those are the same folks that do the Tremella face cream. It's called Aquamella.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I want to get some. except it says that it's also believed to remove facial freckles if used frequently, and I like my freckles, so I'm not sure that I want them to go away.
Yeah.
Now, mushrooms grown in different places pick up different flavors. And I'm sure that's true of all foods, but I lived in France for 4 years, and the simple frozen white mushroom that I would buy had incredible flavor, not the same as the white mushrooms here in the United States. I really miss them.
And it was frozen, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. They were sliced and frozen and fabulous. And I'm just wondering what was in them that made them taste so good.
I don't know, but, you know, I can tell you nutrition-wise, you know, they provide protein and B vitamins and, of course, vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people think mushrooms have nothing in them, but they're packed with flavor and nutrients. Yeah.
Right, and one of, you know, of course, the common property of all these mushrooms is their immune-enhancing ability. And that is attributed to the a type of carbohydrate actually in there. And, you know, normally we think of carbohydrates for energy, but in this case, this carbohydrate, it's called beta-glucan. And by the way, the maitake defraction is a concentration of the beta-glucans. And the beta-glucans activate our white blood cells, which is the most important part of our immunity. You could actually find receptors on macrophages for these beta-glucans. So they're involved in sort of like cell signaling.
I'm looking at a table in your book, and it's of all the different applications that mushrooms can have, and they really are one of the, if you just want one pill, like I said at the beginning, these mushrooms are in, and they can help lower cholesterol, and well, there's a few here that are anti-allergy, and of course they have lots of evidence of reducing or shrinking cancer tumors, and there are some that help with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
This is really spectacular.
If I were to sum it up, I would describe them as anti-allergenic, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, as well as an ability to sensitize our cells to insulin. There's one, I get back to maitake, there's another maitake extract, it's called SX fraction, And turns out that one is helpful to diabetics in controlling their blood sugar.
Well, Ken, I'm thrilled with this little book. You know, when I first got it, I thought, oh, it's just this little thing. But then I just dug into it, and there's really a lot of great stuff in here. And then just talking about my favorite subject, which is eating food, you've got some great recipes in the back for different mushrooms and different soups and stir fries and spring rolls and even desserts with mushrooms.
Right.
So I'm hungry.
I know. And you look at the pictures, makes you want to go into your kitchen and start cooking.
Right. Thank you, Ken. Thanks for this book and your work.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
And for coming on the show.
Okay. Glad to be with you.
Okay. Take care and be well.
You as well.
Wait, do you have a website before you go?
I do. It's called simply Nutrition Musician.
Nutrition Musician, definitely.
.com. Yeah.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Ken Babel, author of Mushrooms for Health and Longevity. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we're going to be speaking with Colleen Patrick-Goudreau, the author of the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. We'll be right back.